2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, I don't know about you, but I see so many articles online warning about germs, and particularly the germs that are lurking in your everyday items, whether it's in your towels, your sheets, your water bottle, or even your kitchen sponge. And it can all seem a little bit scary, but the question is, should we be worried? Well, we have asked our favourite scientist, Dr. Niamh Shaw, to come on with us again today and give us some straight talking on this. Niamh, straight talking is exactly what you do. There's no messing around with you at all.
Yeah. Let's get straight into it, Laura. Let's get straight into the dirt.
Niamh, well, speaking of dirt, right, is it true, because I'm like incredibly interested in this stat, that there are millions of bacteria that are harbouring in our towels?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's impossible to go anywhere in life. There are microbes everywhere. There are more microbes that on Earth than all the stars in the universe. So it's impossible. Impossible to avoid them. So we just leave a trace of microbes everywhere we go. So we need them. They're on our skin, they're in our gut, they're all throughout our body, and they have different functions. But yes, so when we go to wash, we then transfer them onto our towels. And 90% of towels pick up the coliform bacteria. So that's from the E. coli family, and that's from the stuff that we would spew out from our bottoms, and there's nothing you could do about that. The one thing you can do is really try to dry your towel, and don't use it for more than about after about 4 days. You should probably change it, because bacteria really multiply fast in damp fabric. It doubles every 20 minutes. And they can even kind of spread fungal infections and athlete foots and all that kind of stuff if you share them. So damp is not good. So I try to, what I would do is I would always put my towel across like a rack or over the banister. Like, putting it on a hook isn't really the best thing to do. You're just going to, you know, unless like you're just using it once and you're going to throw it in the machine or whatever. But we're all very conscious about saving water for the planet and everything. So yeah, I think it's a lot to do with, you know, just be careful how you dry it, and then probably every couple of days, like exchange your towel.
Literally texting Brian right now to see if we can put up some form of a rack, because we're so guilty of just shoving it off on the back of the door. And now I'm like, really? Full of bacteria. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You mentioned there.
And don't share your towels either.
That's what I was going to say. Because you mentioned there about like athlete's foot and stuff. Like, is it like kind of the best idea not to share a towel at all, even if like it has been washed, or where are we going?
It's better not to, you know, like best to keep it for yourself, because, you know, even like freshly laundered towels can still have traces of skin bacteria and fungi from the previous person, you know. And like nowadays, a lot of people will wash their clothes at 30 degrees, and that's fine. But that can sometimes mean that some of those microbes can survive. So, you know, you can increase your risk of getting like athlete's foot or ringworm or kind of eye infections, like conjunctivitis or something. Some sort of bacteria. So even clean ones, just everyone should have their own towel. That's the best thing to do.
Okay.
And then wash them every 3 to 4 days. And hand towels are the worst. So wash them every 2 to 3 days.
Okay. Just get your washing on, basically is what you're saying.
Get the wash on.
Get it done. Speaking of washing, you know the little rectangular squidgy kitchen sponges?
Yeah, I have them too.
Okay, well, that makes me feel a little bit better, because apparently they are stuffed with thousands of germs. Like, is that true?
Yeah. There's about it can host over 350 different species of bacteria, and there's about 45 billion bacteria per square centimeter, you know, in every one of those ones. So they are, if they're damp, and they're particularly if they're in a warm place, which a kitchen would be, they are absolute paradise for germs to live on. And they can cross contaminate. You have to be very careful, like that if you're cutting raw meat, you know, and then you go and you cut up your vegetables, or you're doing your washing and stuff, that sponge, if you're using that to wipe down the chopping board, and then you really have to be really careful with those sponges.
What would be the best idea for those sponges? So like, should we be putting them in like an anti-vac, like soak at night? Should we be trying to get them into
the
wash?
You could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could put like pour hot water, like boiling water onto them as well. It's a good idea. That'll kind of kill them off. But really, like after about a week, get rid of them. Like don't use them more than 1 to 2 weeks. And if you can, have a different sponge for for food, and then a different sponge, like for say your cutlery and stuff like that. That's what I would say if you have to use them. I use them.
So yeah, but that gives me faith that we're kind of all right. But like, Niamh, do you think then like a wash and brush, like would that be better
to
use?
That's better, seemingly. That's better because, you know, the sponge can kind of hold on to moisture, and then with the warm and everything, because, you know, as I said already, bacteria love kind of moisture. So the thing about the brushes is better is that it does actually dry out.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's kind of, that means there's less kind of little nooks and stuff for them to for the bacteria to hide. So that's the best thing to do. And you try to avoid wooden brushes as well, because if they stay wet really long, they also can harbour mould, you know.
Niamh, I'm after buying a wooden brush, like literally in my big shop, you know, at the weekend. So great.
Exactly. But just don't hold on to it for too long. But they are more hygienic than sponges.
Okay.
But do clean them regularly. Clean them, you know, hot water again and give them a good rinse.
Okay. Like, we don't want to frighten people now because we are very resilient as well. Like, we do need a certain level of exposure to bacteria as well.
We absolutely have to. Like, we need our whole body needs microbes. So firstly, like, you have so many in your gut, they make up your microbiome, so they help us digest food. Then we need them to teach our immune system to help fight off bacteria. They're essential on our skin. We need them to make yogurt. They also break down matter in the soil, like when somebody dies or creatures die, it's the microbes that break them down. So we need them. It's just that we have to kind of have a healthy balance, and you just have to make sure that you avoid the types of microbes that can give you, you know, food poisoning, like salmonella or the flu, or like a yeast infection or tuberculosis or malaria, like a parasite. That's why you need to be clean.
So what you're saying here now as well is like, not all bacteria are bad. We need a certain level of them.
Absolutely,
but we can put the steps in place to avoid the bad bacteria so we don't get
sick.
Let's talk about the biggest thing that I'm guilty of, and I know a lot of other people as well, because everybody carries a water bottle. And I know, and I read an article that it says that these bottles are just full of bacteria if you keep refilling the bottle without washing it. Is that a huge problem?
Yeah, because if you think about it, you're putting your mouth to the bottle the whole time. So your mouth is full of bacteria because it has to be, because that's how we digest food and things like that. And, you know, you don't know what you have on your face, and then you're putting that up to your water bottle. So it's really important to clean them out, and particularly when people add those sort of, you know, those sort of like energy kind of powders and things.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, this is disgusting. I remember I was doing that. And for some reason, I just decided to kind of touch the inside rim of my bottle, and it was just full of slime. I nearly got sick. Reusable bottles harbour about 300,000 bacteria per square centimetre. That's more that's on your toilet seat or more on your pet bowl. So you have to wash them every day with hot soapy water. Clean out the lids, the straws, the seals, and then once a week do a deep clean with something like diluted vinegar or any of those kind of bottles. Cleaning tablets that you would use for anybody who's feeding babies and stuff. So wash your bottle every day.
Okay, so into the dishwasher and washing it up.
Does
washing up liquid kill bacteria?
No, washing up liquid just gets rid of grime and grease. So what it does is it attaches to grime and grease, and then it forms a lather and gets rid of it. But it does not do anything antibacterial at all. So they can still survive and thrive in the soap's crevices after washing. So even after microwaving or boiling, you can still have them. So it doesn't. It just removes food stains. So don't rely on it to disinfect the sponge.
That's what I kind of thought for a second. I was like, sure, we're fine. We'll lash the washing up liquid onto it. Just before we close off the water bottles, it is still better to be using the reusable bottles just to make sure that we're washing them properly.
Yeah, that's it. Like if you throw them in the dishwasher, if you have a dishwasher, or like wash them up in exactly the same way that you're washing your cups and everything.
Yeah.
Just remember, like, you're touching it with your mouth all the time and your hands, and so it's going to pick up germs.
In this instance, we're the ones who are contaminating the water bottle.
It's us.
The gross ones. Yeah, I suppose, Niamh, it's important to say as well that some people are more vulnerable to bacteria than others.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. I mean, the elderly, anybody that has a, you know, a kind of a lower than average sort of immune system, maybe they're not well, young babies, you know, you just have to be super careful with them, because the people with a, you know, with a compromised immune system, they just don't have the amount of antibodies that we would have, like a normal healthy person. And then a baby is just, they wouldn't have a full exposure to germs. But here's the thing, pets are really good to help you, you know, cope with microbes better, because they have a whole other population of microbes, and having a pet actually will help you become more resilient against infections and things like that.
This is what I'd like to hear.
I know, me too. Animals rock.
Yeah, absolutely they do. We've had so many conversations about that. I suppose, Niamh, to wrap this all up, like, I guess we need to remember that we are very resilient creatures and we shouldn't panic about this. It's just, these are kind of, you know, the tools that we have at our disposal, and it's like, okay, just don't forget to wash the towels. Don't forget to wash the water bottle. Don't forget to dispose the sponge and, you know, wash your washing up brush as well.
That's it, yeah. You know, you're just trying to, like, most microbes are fine. You know, you don't have a problem with them. It's just the things like salmonella. It's just the things that will give you a really upset stomach. Like, even the E. coli one that's on towels, it just gives you a bit of a tummy bug, but it's not gonna kill you or anything. It's just, you know, we're all fine at the end of the day, you know, and it's all about kind of building up a resilience. But yeah, just, it kind of freaks people out about germs, but they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They are everywhere.
So these are the tools and the tips that we can get to get on top of them.
Exactly.
Dr. Niamh Shaw, as always, I mean, I've said it once, I've said it 100 times, you are our favourite scientist and we love having you on.
Thanks,
thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
To chat to you again. Bye.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast,
sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.